is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And today is our Wednesday program on BBS Radio, February 23rd, 2011. So, everybody, tonight's going to be a special show. So, I hope you invited your friends on to hear the program. What's so special is we're going to put in placeholders into everybody to let you feel like it feels like to be without the judgments and the energy in your body pulling you down. We're also going to be taking out the invisible energetic bodies that are inside of you to protect your physical body from attack energies from mind. Remember, the energies that are with you, that come to you from outside of yourself, are darkness energies, mind projections, people's thoughts, and aliens projecting energies to you. So these energetic bodies protect your physical body from actually being terminated by the energy of mind. You know how powerful minds are, especially when you get 100 people or so together thinking of you. So these bodies are your buffer bodies to protect you. So what we're going to do is release them from you. So we're going to first do the mind-to-heart drop. And we got Annika on, so we'll just see how you people are feeling. So we're going to do a mind-to-heart drop first here. Here we go. So I'll count from 10 to 1. So you can actually feel your mental awareness going into your heart center. So here we go. Going backwards from 10 to 1, like an elevator dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be pretty much heart-centered here. And we'll see if Annika's out there. So you out there, Annika?
Yes, I am. Welcome to Creation Light Shift Healing Hour with Ron on Wednesday on BBS Radio. So if you're new to the show and you haven't been on here before, you're up for something very special today. And Ron, maybe you want to bring those people in that are still fairly new to what are you actually doing here. I know you are obviously first dropping us into our heart, and how can that help us, and then what are you going to do with the space holders?
Yeah, okay, so when you go to your heart, then you are kind of like at rest, disconnected from the timeline reality. Remember, the darkness allows you and puts you into time. This is why you have a natal chart, why planets control you, why you can check out, you know, your horoscope and astrological chart to see what's going to happen on a certain day. That's because you are being mind controlled every day, every second of the day by something out there, and that's how you have to look at what's happening to you. It's real obvious once you understand that. Once you understand that, then you go, wow, I should not be controlled. So when you're in your heart, then you're able to become more heart-centered. Remember, when you're in time, you're in darkness completely. You're being controlled by time. And the controlling of time is done by the aliens. So they control the timeline. This is why we have the timeline crashing for people to do, to get you off of a emotional situation that you are living with them in a parallel lifetime, and probably even also, you know, living here. But more so, it's they get you off of those parallel lives where there could be hundreds of those going on at one time by different alien races or and different groups of aliens who want to control you. So they may also be time-sharing the planets that are controlling you. So it's kind of like having many movies in front of you, different movie scripts, different scenes, and you interface as you go out and see people with their movie. And then you're injected into their movie, just like walking, you know, into the scenes that you watch, you know, when you watch a DVD, you just walk into those, and now you're in that scene. So it's kind of like, in a sense, we've seen the movie Stargate. I'm sure everybody has seen that on TV. So what do? They stand in one place, and then they get transported some way through the Stargate into another reality. So that's like walking into another reality, which could be your neighbor's reality, just like walking over your area between your house and their house or where they are. So now you're going into their reality, just much like going through a Stargate and winding up there. Now you're in their reality of their mind control programs along with yours. So you're actually connecting to everything else. It's much like going into a shopping mall. Just as an example, you walk into a shopping mall, and when you're in your car, you're in your own reality. When you park your car, get walking around on the parking lot, then you're in the reality of the parking lot, another Stargate opening that you walk into, okay? When you get out of your car and put your foot down, it's like going from one Stargate to the next. And then as you walk into the mall, now you're going into another Stargate and stepping out into the shopping mall. Okay, now what particular area are you going into? What store? That's another Stargate opening, walking into that store. Now you're into their consciousness. So you go in there, and maybe you want to, say, go to, we'll just say, Radio Shack, for instance, to check out something there. You're walking into their reality. Now you want to go maybe into another, like a clothing store or something. Now you're in a whole different reality, a whole different consciousness. That's where clothes are, okay? Maybe you want to go maybe into a store that sells hardware store items. So you go into that, maybe a pot and pan store, okay? So each one of these are like stepping into another billboard of consciousness, and you're experiencing that. Now when you're in your heart center, then you're strictly at peace, and you can look around and go into these places without being pulled one way or the other because you're no longer in judgment. So typically, each one of these particular realities that you go into in the shopping mall, you're going to be in judgment there because each one is trying to pull the energy to you, to connect to you, just like going fishing. And every store probably puts out psychic energy wanting you to go visit their store as you walk around the hallways in the shopping mall. So the store with the strongest energy out in front doing psychic attacks on people, and maybe the music that they're playing, but I won't get into that as far as subliminal advertising, but, you know, you're being drawn to that store somehow, some way. Maybe it's symbols. Maybe it's signs, okay? But all that connects to you. So that's kind of the way it works. So when you're out of time, then you're off of that timeline. You're still living in time, but you're off of that timeline control pattern, and you can probably just walk through the shopping mall without ever going into any store. You're just observing everything. That's where you should be, and that's the difference. So I hope that helps you out somewhat. The space holder energies now, I'll talk about that. And what we'll do is put into you space holder energies that will be light. The light will not be able to do anything because it's not your spirit. It can't command anything, but it will hold energy in you of light. And what we'll do is release some of your bodies that are there to protect you. You will be protected during this program. So we'll take out a few of these here so you can feel what it's like to be, in a sense, not involved with anything here that deals with emotionality or control from the aliens. Once you get these bodies released, this is what they attach to. So once they're released from you momentarily, then you're going to feel more at ease, more at peace, and your body will definitely relax. And this is the way it is to be, you know, in the present moment all the time. And these bodies carry all of your densities. So all of your guilt and your shame, your anxieties, whatever it would be, you are going to feel that energy once it gets released from you. This is your baggage. This came up in this lifetime. This is what came up, you know, the top of the iceberg. Remember, the iceberg is very large because you have all of your body genetics with you, in your body, living all those lives. But what really came up in this lifetime so far is stored inside of those bodies, and we're going to release that from you. So, any questions from you, Annika, that I need to cover before we do this special clearing tonight for everybody?
No, I think that's good. I think you really explained it there, and it's just wonderful that you are doing this, and we can experience it. So, I just saw a note here from Bonnie. I think everything got still on healing just now. What was it? And I think that was a comment to how peaceful it is to be in the heart center and being in the now, which you just got us into. So I thought that was a good comment before you go on to the next one. So just wanted to mention. Thank you. So keep going, Ron.
Okay, so almost probably 95% of the people live in their emotional body. Some people live in other bodies, but the emotional one is the big one. And remember, that brings to you everything that deals with the emotions that you are carrying. So remember, if you have an emotional problem with something, it's going to continuously recycle throughout your lifetime. And eventually, wherever that energy is stored with different issues, maybe thousands of issues in you, eventually one of those will start to manifest an illness, and you will actually die from that illness because your emotions are not cleared. Very, very simple. You all know that your emotions give you harm, but that body is the main one that will eliminate your physical body from living here on this planet. So here we go. And the aliens love that because that's how they abduct you, through your emotional problems, situations. If you had no emotions, they wouldn't want you because they live on the emotional energy. But because they connect to that body and because they created mind energy, then the Earth Spirit had to create these bodies that were going to be clearing you from now, releasing this energy from your physical body just for a short time. And once it's released, then you're going to feel what it is to be a regular human before the aliens started connecting to us. This is the way the Earth Spirit intended you to live here. So here we go. I'm going to release the emotional body. This will be a lot of fun, and it'll be outside of you more than likely. Some emotional bodies never want to leave your physical body, but it will come back to you when the show ends here. So here we go. Emotional body release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do it a few more times here. Kind of note how your body is feeling. Remember, you can't go into your head because your head is not emotions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, feels like the emotions are released from people. This is how you should normally feel after you have an emotional whole lifetime clearing. Then naturally you want to stay current so you get the unlimited. But this is how you should be feeling. If you feel a relief from you and you feel, you know, your body relaxed, that's the way you're supposed to live life here. It only indicates that your emotional body had densities in it, blockages, judgments of emotions, and that's just running your life. Remember, the plate in front of you, your storyline is normally from the emotional body. So here we go. We're going to do a feeling body release now. And this might feel like icing on the cake for most people, unless you happen to live in your feeling body, only because your emotional body has been stuffed full for a long time, and now you're using another body in reserve, which we call the feeling body, to help you out. So here we go. We're going to release the feeling body energy from you. This body will be disconnected from your physical body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I would guess that most of you probably will not feel too much, maybe 10%, we'll say, because you're not necessarily living in your feeling body. If you do feel a lot of energy here and you feel calmer, it just means that you need the emotional body first cleared and then your feeling body, because the feeling body is taking up all your stuff and now you're living in the feeling energy, okay? The next one we're going to do is the... I'll do the trauma body. Now, not many people need a trauma clearing either. Maybe 5% of the people. So here we go. Just see how this feels for you. I'm going to release this trauma body from you now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so again, you may not feel too much there at all. Next body we're going to do, and just take note which ones you feel energy on. Those are what you need to have done. It's not that you want to have it. These are what you need to have done so you can have a better life here and not recycle your past. Next one is your sensory body. Here we go. This is how you view life here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so take note of that. Remember, the feeling body, the trauma, and the sensory probably don't need to be done by most people, okay? So I'd say 95% of the people don't need to have those bodies worked with because you're not using them, just mainly the emotional one. Now we're going to do another one, and this one here you might relate to a little bit more. This is your empathic body, okay? So remember, some people become very empathic. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Again, take note and see which ones of these bodies had the most effect on you. Remember, you have to do your emotional one first, whole lifetime emotional. Now we're going to do your mental body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm yawning. As people live in their mind. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Whoa, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that one again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see how you feel there. And that's a mental one. So these bodies now are turned off for this program. Now what we're going to do, just kind of do a note, see how your body is feeling. And you should feel like you have never felt before. How do you feel, Annika?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying that here, Ron. It's really good. Thank you. And I see some great comments from people. So I think everybody is enjoying it. It's great.
Good. Okay. So now we're going to put space holders in to take the place of these bodies. Okay. So the space holders are from the light ship. It's pure light coming into you. The light is an energy that is pure light, but it cannot do anything. It can't protect you or anything else. It will just hold space. So you cannot command this light energy to do anything. It's just there to take up the space where these bodies were. So here we go. So these are space holders coming in. So I'll use the word stronger. If you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, we'll bring him in. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger. Strong, had a yawn there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you can kind of see now how your body is responding. Because remember, what happens is you react or respond, live the life of what these energetic bodies have stored inside of them. So we did the emotional one first, feeling, trauma, sensory, empathic, and then mental. And these bodies all hold a charge, which will give you a storyline to live your life with. Once you have that storyline released, which is why you want to have a clearing, to give yourself some freedom, then you're able to live life. And like you can look at life, your past, and say, well, been there, done that, I'm moving on. And otherwise, you're still recycling this stuff until the day that you die. And that's what happens. These bodies are there to protect you from the aliens attacking you through mind control patterns and your friends praying for you and everything else. These bodies are there to protect your physical body from psychic attack energies. So, back to you, Annika.
Oh, this is good, Ron. Thank you. And, yeah, great comments. Thank you all for sharing. Mental feels very nice. I see here from Bryce. Derek was mentioning something. Does that hold space for where we are stuck in space so we don't feel that connection? Is a question from Derek.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily take you out of the space, okay? It doesn't take you out or off of the timeline, okay? The first thing that we did was bring you into your heart, so you're in zero time with the timeline, okay? But the space holders do not deal with that at all. It just goes into your body and brings you light. And so they have nothing to do with time-based reality or anything else. They're just in your body to fill the void where these bodies were actually being stored. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, some other great comments here. What did I see? It feels like unplugged server downloads, no more movies. And this, that is neat to experience, no space-time connections. So nice comments, thank you. And I also saw a comment here, well, a few people felt, I think the mental was very, very freeing, but you included some great ones, and again, wanted to mention they are all on the website creationlightship.com as whole lifetime clearings, where you can clear your whole life, and you can also upgrade it so that you have it current. You can use it anytime. It's on 24/7. So I wanted to mention that is such a good thing. And I saw that the website looked a little different, and it's easy, very easy to go and see all the clearings that are online, and they're all in alphabetical order. It makes it very simple on there. Wanted to talk a little bit about the Q&A call, and Kathy was mentioning and reminding me how good that is. And for you who don't know, there's a Q&A call on Fridays that is on, now I'm trying to find it here. Of course, I had it right here. Well, it's Fridays at 8 on Pacific Standard Time between 8 and 9 p.m. And if you're on the East Coast, that would be 11 p.m. to 12. And phone number is 646-519-5800. And I can put that on the fast chat too. And the PIN number is 9009. And I wanted to also tell you that if you go onto the website, you have an area there to go for Q&A, and there is Wikipedia questions and answers that you can read, and also some of those are on archive. You can also go to archives. On the left-hand side on the page, if you look a little bit down there, there's a couple of lines down, you will see Q&A and also hidden facts next to it. If you click on the Q&A, you will see the questions and answers, and it's in a document. It speaks about the conference call on Fridays and also the archives, and you can go and listen to some of them. Some of those calls are archived, and it's really great for bringing up questions. So it is free, and you can come on there. Most Fridays, Ron will be able to do them, and the archives are free as well. So thank you, Kathy, for mentioning that on the Yahoo group. And if you want to connect on the Yahoo group and you haven't done so, you will find that also on the website. There's a few questions here from Tina. Tina was asking, if you release timelines, does it reduce remote viewing or timing capabilities or anything like that? Ron, do you know that?
Well, remote viewing, you know, can be done by anybody, you know, if they know how to do that. So I don't think it's going to reduce that. If you're talking about the aliens looking at you, yeah, as you start releasing timelines, you know, they will not be able to connect to you as easily. And that's the reason why you do that clearing. But a remote viewer, if you're talking about somebody who is doing maybe a class on remote viewing or something like that, a lot of the remote viewers do use timelines to look at. So let's just say hypothetically that a remote viewer out there that has been trained to look at situations, and for some reason you happen to be on a timeline that they are viewing. And all of a sudden, if you crash that timeline, they're completely not going to see that timeline, okay? Because you got rid of it. So remote viewers do normally look at timelines in the future because they're working with time. Viewing, it's no different than somebody having a prediction, okay? So they're looking at things, what could happen, possibilities in the future. They can also look at things that happened in the past. But if that timeline is crashed, if that particular issue that they're looking at, you know, if they're connected to that timeline trying to view it, yes, it will be no longer available for them to view. Although, you know, they're probably looking at many timelines at once too, but that one timeline will no longer be available.
And the timeline clearings and the space crashing clearing is online as well. I wanted to let people know if somebody hasn't heard about that. And how can that help us by crashing those and getting rid of those timelines that we've been bouncing off on, Ron?
Well, the timelines, in a sense, is like your soul family agreements and contracts also, which you don't want to have. You want to get out of your soul family. That's why you do the 4-in-1 session. But basically, that's where you get your twin flame energy, so you can actually feel free here, in a sense, feel more heart-centered and actually feel like you're not alone. Because that clearing that I do, the 4-in-1, almost always takes away loneliness from people and the neediness of looking, searching for somebody to be in their life. But let's see, what was the question again, Annika?
So just for somebody who doesn't know how that affects us being on timelines and how...
Oh, okay, yeah. So the timeline can be where your whole soul family is. Let's say that you're dealing with, everybody has fear and anger, basically, we'll say. So let's just say heartache, okay? So you're dealing with heartache, and that's an emotion. And so your soul family is contracted to give you heartache. So everybody in your soul family could be your parents, boyfriend, girlfriend, people in past relationships, people you work with, and they could all be in your soul family. So you could be surrounded by, let's say, 100 people that you interact with within a week. And if they are in your soul family, then you have the T-shirt on with the bullseye that says heartache. And they know that they're going to give you heartache. So they all go to that same timeline because you're abducted there by the aliens, and they're all there with you being abducted too, to give you heartache. So here you have heartache just with those people maybe during the week off and on, the ones that got activated to push your buttons for heartache. But you could be on, 100 timelines also in the Beyondo, and the aliens could be doing this to you. You don't even know about it. And you wonder why you feel so sad when you wake up in the morning. You can say, well, I have heartache. Well, it's probably because maybe you're on 100 or 200 timelines in that evening, and all your friends were there pushing your buttons. You wake up today, and you go, man, I feel awful. So when you get rid of that timeline, right away, they're off that timeline too. So they're actually kind of resigned, in a sense, from that timeline, from hurting you. I won't say that is going to be a permanent thing, but that timeline that they're abducting you on for heartache is gone. Now, the aliens could also find the same timeline somewhere else and recreate it for heartache. But that one that you may have been on for 20 years, now you're off. Now maybe the aliens aren't smart enough to figure out that you have heartache problems because you took the timeline away, and now they got to look at you and say, oh, well, here's Sally down there on the earth. How do we really put the screws to her to really give her a lot of emotional trauma and stress? Now what's she dealing with today? Oh, well, she now has guilt. So now we're going to abduct her on a guilt timeline, okay? Maybe the heartache one may not ever come back again because you eliminated that timeline that all the aliens are watching, okay? And so remember, they sell parts of the timeline in a sense. They timeline share. And so as you're out there having heartache, one alien group might say, hey, I want to have a bid. I want to go out and experience this person and steal her energy, for 15 minutes. So I want to own 15 minutes of this timeshare of this timeline that this one alien race has. So they all, in a sense, sell that other alien race or group of people, if they are people, these things, okay, part of that timeline. So, and that kind of goes off into a tangent. And maybe someone else may want to sell you also, or buy you. So this is the way it works. They find your weakness, which is your emotions and what you're dealing with, and that's what they're going to be abducting you on. When you get off of those timelines of that particular issue, all of a sudden you may say, gee, I'm off this. I feel better. What happened? Well, it's because you got rid of the timeline for abduction, and that's the whole thing. So that's why we have that timeline. Now the space-time crash, what that one is for is to bring you back from the Beyondo. Getting out the timeline normally brings you here. I use the word normally. But if for some reason, you lost your way back here, then you're kind of like floating out there in space. Remember, you have space and time. We got rid of the space. I mean, the time, but now the space is out there. So you don't want to be, abducted, in some kind of weird space. So we bring you back here. And the space one is more emotional, because that will bring back your genetics of what happened to you on those timelines. So that's kind of the way it works. So the space one brings your physical body back to you, and whatever it experienced out there, which is probably going to be a negative situation. Remember, you're not out there having, a permanent, or fingernail manicure or a back massage, right? You're out there, going through the treadmill of life, and they're causing the most amount of harm that they possibly could, because they want to get that emotional energy out of you. Kind of like wringing out a towel, and they want to get everything out, what they can possibly do, because they have you for a certain amount of time. So they want to put the pedal to the metal, and use you. That's the way it works. So that emotional part of you, the physical cellular memory, when you do the space-time crash, is you coming back here, and you may experience the problems that you had out there on a cellular level, and you want to get that released from you. That's why the clearing is on the website, so that you can now do that and bring yourself back more into wholeness. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so when we're crashing the timelines, the aliens could still kind of get us back unless we do the crashing of that space to get us back here. Because I see Laura is asking, do aliens lose memory of us when crash timeline? But we're kind of still floating out there, right?
Well, not always, but you could be. Remember that one day on the show, maybe a week ago, and I think it was a week ago, I did a space-time crash for people at the age of 10. And boy, it was pretty rough, which means that you've been out on a timeline for a long time. So if you're listening and you're, say, 70 years of age, that means that you have been lost for 60 years out there in the beyondo, okay? And that got brought back to you. So it's not that if you didn't do a space-time crash, during the timeline, is that going to hurt you or affect you? Well, you're already out there, okay? This is a way to bring yourself back here more. So don't look at it as if, oh, I forgot to do one. Well, this is your whole life. How many timelines have you been on? Probably billions of them, okay? Billions. And so this is the reason why, we do the space one, to bring you back here more. So don't panic if you don't do that, but it's best to do it so that you retrieve yourself. And so people are doing what they call spirit retrieval and stuff. That's not even preschool stuff. That's like before conception, basically, those clearings that other people are doing, because they don't even have a clue about this one here. This clearing is so high-tech for what we're doing here. We're right in with the aliens bringing you back here. The other ones are just bringing you back maybe from the Earth. They're going out sightseeing or something, and maybe you've lost your way back to your body. This goes out into the beyondo. It's so much more technical that, a typical soul retrieval that sometimes shamans do, et cetera, that's nothing compared to what we're doing here. It wouldn't even, like I said, it's like, normally I'd say preschool, but it's so much less than what we're doing here. I don't even see a soul retrieval as being even effective. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, okay. So, it is true that we're going through timeline crashes pretty much all the time if we happen to be on a timeline that somebody else has crashed, because I see Alan here, and I want to address Alan, because Alan is mentioning, feel like I'm on a timeline crash or the return, possibly the return of one is how I'm reading it. What is going on right now? I have a lot of bizarre stuff that Alan's mentioning that he's noticing. So obviously a timeline crash or a space-time crash.
That can affect you. So Maybe somebody could type in right now if they happen to be doing a timeline or spaceline crash, because you could be on that same timeline, and somebody could be doing you the favor to get you off of it. This is why it's so important. Like I said, if everybody on this planet started doing these timeline or spaceline crashings, the aliens could not abduct anybody. This is how important these clearings are. Because once that venue gets taken away, how are they going to find you? They only find you through your emotions. So if you get rid of all those timelines, then you're in the now, and how are they going to find you? It's impossible. But you want to get your clearings done too, but basically that's what happens. So by doing this here, you're affecting probably millions of people just by doing one simple timeline crash. So you're saving a lot of people a lot of physical, emotional harm, or body harm that's going to kill you, because the aliens now no longer can find them and you because you got rid of that timeline. So if anybody out there is doing a timeline crash or have done one in the last maybe half an hour, if you could let us know. Maybe some of those timelines can take 2 hours to crash, maybe even before even the show started here. Maybe type in onto the fast chat which timeline you were using to get rid of, and maybe, I think it was Alan, if not mistaken, would understand what he got released from. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, I was just checking up here myself on the website, the timeline crashing. You can just go and put it in as a search term. Timeline crash for 1 month is $60. Timeline crash for 1 week is $20. And obviously, if you have been listening a little bit to Ron, you can tell how incredibly important this clearing is, and then to also get us back using the space-time crash, which is another clearing to do. And there's one of them, one of those that I think a lot of people are doing, so you might actually be feeling it if somebody else is doing it. So yes, share on the fast chat if you'd like, if you're doing one of those or have just been today. So that's great. There was also a question about the seven generational clearing that I wanted to bring up, since so I'm seeing here Ashley is saying, this is very heavy, release to true freedom. Yes, thank you. I'm crashing religious deceit right now. That sounds pretty amazing. So I just saw a question before from Tina I wanted to bring up quickly before I also talk about the magnetic body clearing. So just Tina's question, addressing the seven generational clearings, do you have to do a whole lifetime clearing before doing the seven generational, Ron?
Yes, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, you can't go into the next generation. You have to be cleared out where you are right now, and then you move forward from that, or back in time, depending on how you're doing the clearing. But yeah, you always have to clear out a whole lifetime clearing before you do any of the seven generational clearings. Because you have to get rid of your current baggage.
Yeah.
Back to you, Annika.
All right. And the twisted magnetic clearing, which is kind of like two in one, Ron, that you do first the magnetic bodies and then the untwisting of that body, and you go through 108 bodies. So it can really, really help a person to heal. And that clearing is $150. I wanted to just clarify the price of that, because we had a little bit of confusion on it on the last show. And to have that upgraded to an unlimited is you add $50. Usually the unlimited are done by adding $50. So it's actually a very inexpensive clearing, because you actually get two in one on that $150, and then adding $50, so that becomes $200 if you get the unlimited. With that, do you want to talk a little bit about that clearing and how that can help with us healing? Just briefly,
normally,
for someone who hasn't heard.
Yeah, that clearing is very good for people who are having difficulties having healings done. Remember, those bodies have to be, must be into alignment so your spirit can connect to those bodies, the invisible bodies, you know, your hologram. We can just maybe make it a little easier. So remember, if your hologram isn't connected to your spirit, then how are you ever going to get a healing? It's impossible. So you can do as many healings as you like, but if your spirit cannot connect to it, to those bodies to heal you, even one body not being connected can keep you in the condition where you are now. And so this is why that healing is put up, so that you can move the bodies around for the proper orientation so your spirit can connect with it. And then from there, you do the twisted part, because the body can be twisted inside of you also. Maybe your head's facing forward and your shoulders start to turn to the left a little bit more, and maybe your waist is turned all the way around 360 degrees, you know, so you're twisted. And then maybe they put it the other way around, from your waist going down to your feet, going the other direction. So the body is completely messed up, even though your head could be proper. And so this clearing of the twisted body corrects that. The magnetic puts you in the right orientation, we'll say, with your heart center, so your spirit can at least connect to the body. So that's why that clearing is so good. And, you know, if you're having, like I said, challenges, remember, all the healings that you've ever done with the light chip are still with you. So for some reason, maybe you did a half a dozen clearings and you say, man, nothing's really working for me. I feel only like about a 10% change, which is good. But, you know, I don't get the results that I'm looking for. Well, then you may just do the magnetic twisted body one, because that energy is still with you. Just that your spirit could not connect to your bodies, because the bodies are not in sync in the right coordinates to have the spirit heal them. And that healing will put them back into alignment for you to have your healings. We're going to be doing some more clearings later on, where we actually go out and retrieve the stolen parts of you that the aliens have taken in the Beyondo. So that'll be another clearing for the 108 body clearing. But basically, this is what you want to do now if you, you know, need to have more results for healing that you feel like you haven't received. The magnetic twisted body one is what I'd highly recommend. And even if you don't, you know, I've done this on all the shows and everybody feels the energy. So remember, this program is very interesting, because when I do the healings, almost everybody listening, which is probably why you're all listening now, because you understand what we're doing and you know that these healings help you. This is why we do so many sample clearings for people, so you can understand that, yeah, I need some help. And then some people say, well, isn't my spirit powerful enough to do this on its own? No, if it could have, it would have. And then that's the problem, because the spirit is not empowered enough to do basically hardly anything here because of the darkness that has cut off the energy. So this is just the way it is, unfortunately. So let's do a time crash here. Timeline crash for headaches. So here we go. And you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And let's do that right now. We'll energize the light beam. We're bringing the males here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, question from Tina. Do we have to redo lifetime clearings after magnetic body clearing? No. Once you do a clearing, that clearing is completed, okay? You don't have to redo anything from the light chip. If you want to, you can. Some people think that maybe they missed something on it. No, the clearings are 100% done after you do the clearing. Now, you might say, well, I did a clearing and I went back into it, you know, a few days later and I felt something. Well, that's because you weren't current maybe the last couple of days, okay? This is why you want to do the unlimited. But once the clearing is completed, it's done. You don't have to redo anything. And then if you do a magnetic twisted body clearing, then what wasn't done for you during that clearing will be done automatically as the bodies get into sync. Because all the energy is right with you. The healing energy is always with you. That's the way it works. So here we go. We're going to do a timeline crash for headaches. And here we go. So we'll crash five of these. Remember, everybody out there in this world that's having a headache on a timeline, and maybe even some of the aliens are having a headache on a timeline. Maybe you gave them a headache, okay? And so they will also be taken off that timeline. So some aliens may get some benefit of this here. So anyway, just think of that here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, our time's running by here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I guess we got a few minutes. We got a little bit late today. So, up to you, Annika. You got the floor here.
Okay. Just wanted to really thank everyone for doing those crashes. And Anna was mentioning I'm crashing Gills 1 hour ago. I know Nima mentioned doing it all the time, and a few other people
guilt
I know.
Clearing. So, yeah, if you do feel different, that's because of the guilt clearing. Maybe you had guilt, and you got taken off of that. So you might feel more freedom. You know, maybe your mind isn't as concerned with guilt. In fact, everybody look right now, and you can thank Anna for doing a clearing for guilt. How do you feel? Look at a situation that you would have normally felt guilty on, because you could be with Anna on a timeline, okay, on that particular timeline. How does your guilt feel, okay? If you feel like, hey, I had guilt before and I don't feel it now, thank Anna for helping you out. There we go. That's how it works. Back to you, Annika. And we do have our Q&A after the BBS program on Channel 2 on Friday, 8 o'clock Pacific. It's about an hour in length. So do call in on that at 8 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern. So back to you again, Annika.
Yeah, I'll put on the phone number here on FastChat just right after this. I also just wanted to actually say thank you to you, Ron. I know this is pretty amazing, and I know it has to go through you for us to be able to clear all this. And I want to, if you want to see Ron at the New Life Expo in March in New York City, he's going to be there the 18th to the 20th. So that's coming up. We also have special 8-hour intensive conference calls coming up. And this Saturday, I believe we have one. Ron, is it this Saturday now? I'm too much.
Yeah, we're doing the 4-hour call on Saturday, 1 o'clock PST. And Sunday, we have the 8-hour call, 10 o'clock PST. So, everybody, better say blessings to all of you. Don't want to run the show over here. So, blessings.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Annika. Have a wonderful evening here. And blessings. See you later.
Blessings.
And I'll hold the space for 15 more minutes, basically 15 minutes after the hour with the space holders and your invisible energetic bodies turned off. And then they will come online probably kind of slowly so it doesn't shock you too much. So, you know, you're going to be with those bodies helping you to protect you from mind energy of the aliens and people doing psychic attack and prayers on you. So blessings. See you later, everybody. See you Friday. Bye.